The boys and girls today. Okay, who can remember the letter we did last week? Can anyone remember? Leah? Or the word? Not eh. Can anyone remember? Leah was dressed up as someone. That's a wee clue. Yeah, Leah was dressed up as Sky. So the letter was Robbie? S. And can anyone remember the word? Naomi? Saviour, that's right. S for Saviour. So last week it was Easter Sunday, wasn't it? And we learned that Jesus came as our Saviour, that he died in our place so that we could be forgiven. And what happened next? What happened on Easter Sunday? Anybody? Hannah?
Jesus rose.
That's right. Jesus rose from the dead. Better than any superhero, isn't it? So this week... He was alive again, that's right. So this week, does anyone know what comes after S? Ethan? T. So T, this week we've got a T, and the word is trust. And the Bible says in Psalms, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Okay, I need three volunteers to come and stand up on the stage. Who wants to come? Oh, Leah, I suppose you can come. We're going to put this one on Leah. Sits on your head. Who wants to come next? Hannah? There's a nice one for you. Can you stand up beside Leah and put that one on? There we go. And someone else, somebody maybe quite small, so I'm not sure if it'll fit. Do you want to come up? What's your name? I'm not sure what she said. Grace. Have you got a Northern Irish accent? Yeah, I wasn't sure what you said there. Lovely. Grace, can you stand up there next to Hannah? Okay, so who's this? Shout it out. A nurse. And who's this? Firefighter, and who's Grace on the end?
Policeman.
A policeman. Now, do you think we can trust these people? Yeah? Why can we trust them? Somebody put your hand up and tell me. Robbie? They do save lives. Good answer. Why else can we trust them? Do you think they know what they're doing? Yeah? Do you think they're trained? Yeah? They've maybe gone through lots of training to know how to look after us and know how to save us. That's right, well done. You can sit down now. You can keep it on if you want or take it off. Let's keep them on. Thank you. Right, you sit down there. Okay, so we're going to read a little story in the Bible about a man who trusted God. And I'm going to read it from here and hopefully we'll all be able to see the pictures. I thought I would read it out because it's a really good one in this Bible, and it's called Daniel and the Lions. Darius became the new king of Babylon. Daniel was his chief helper, and the king's other helpers did not like Daniel. They said to the king, "You are such a wonderful king. You should make a new law that for the next 30 days, everyone must pray only to you. If they disobey, they will be thrown into the lion's den." King Darius made the new law, but Daniel kept praying to God because Daniel loved God. The king's helpers caught him praying. They told King Darius, "Now you must throw Daniel into the lion's den." The king knew he had been tricked. Then he had to obey his new law. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. Now, do you think you'd be scared if you were thrown into the lion's den?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You don't think you'd be scared?
I think.
Oh, well, you're giving away the story. Yeah. But do you know what it says here? Daniel was not afraid. He knew that God would take care of him, just like Leah said. King Darius told Daniel, "I hope your God will save you." That night, the king could not sleep. He was too worried about Daniel. What do we think happened next? Do you think they ate him?
No.
No? Let's find out. At sunrise, the king hurried to the lion's den. "Has your God saved you from the lions?" he called. "Yes," answered Daniel.
My God sent his angel to protect me. So Daniel returned to the palace. Then King Darius ordered everyone to honour and respect God. What a wonderful story. And Daniel really trusted that God would keep him safe, didn't he? Do you think that Daniel was a wee bit scared when he went in at first? Or do you think he was fully trusting in God? I don't know. I don't know what Daniel was thinking. But when he went in there, it said he wasn't worried. Did you think that maybe the lions would have ate him?
No.
No? Not sure. It's hard to know, isn't it? But God kept Daniel safe. And Daniel kept praying to his God, no matter what the man said or the king said. Now, sometimes when we're at school, we've got rules to obey, haven't we? And we have to obey the rules because it's really important to do that. But what's even more important is that we listen to what the Bible says and what God says. And we can trust him all the time. No matter what is happening in our lives, at school or at nursery or at home even, we know that God knows exactly how to look after us. Just like the nurse and the fireman and the policeman, he knows because he loves us and because he made us. He knows exactly how to look after us. So we can trust in him. And it says up there, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Okay, let's pray together. We just thank you this morning, God, that we can trust you and that we can trust you with everything. We can trust you with our whole lives. And I pray that you would help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.